So, this will be the last recording with Mum and Dad, because they're getting off the train. Not immediately, hopefully. But we're under the channel at the moment, and somebody adjacent to us is just doing a "we're in the tunnel" phone call. Have you enjoyed, Dad, your standard premiere service?
Fantastic weekend.
Speak up a bit.
So it's been a fantastic weekend. Traveling first class on Eurostar. Six course meal with wine. Caviar.
Well, I think mine's a six course by the time I'd had mum's cheese and
And have you enjoyed your holiday, Mum?
I have.
Jolly good. Yeah, I agree.
I've enjoyed mine too. And Vance, have you enjoyed your final foreign trip?
All right, I won't disturb him. Pardon me, my ears are popping.
Yeah, mine are. Must be the fish.
It's the fish, definitely the fish. Can you see them, Dad? There is actually a point on the Eurostar frequently asked questions that says, no, you can't see the fish. You can't believe that people would actually ask it, genuinely. Yeah.
The reception's so poor, I can't see her. She can see me, but I can't see her.
Oh, really? How odd, even on your new connection.
Yeah. And it's not the signal, there's something else going on.
How odd.
But luckily, we managed the other day, you and I.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was very helpful for doing that, for reading things. Oh, really? What, to finish your wine? Yeah.
When you get it, you need to be really careful. There's bottles of water and wine.
It's fine. I will be very careful. You know me. Yep.
That
by all means.
You've got less to bother you.
Yep, that's fine. Fold away.
I put a load of stuff over there. Because he's going to have to pack some.
After drinking wine.
After drinking, so it'd be silly.
Although I've only had one.
I know you have.
I'm as sober as a judge or something. Yeah, I thought so.
Coffee.
Thank you.
Three.
Coffee.
Two bottles of water.
Perfect.
And a lead.
And a lead. Okay. Well, presumably the lead is attached to the dog, isn't it?
Not a lead for the dog, a lead for the apple.
Oh. Yeah, yes. I forgot about that. Can you pop it on here somewhere, please? I'll sort it in a minute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
No, you're not out. Still in the tunnel. Going
up by now.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? It does feel as though we're going downhill, I agree.
I think if you believe in
it. You could believe anything you want, actually. I think we're doing loop the loop. What do you think? Put your head back. Definitely doing loop the loop.
We could take a right turn and go up to Sweden.
I think that'd be quite a long time in the tunnel, to be honest. There is a way of actually working out the speed. If you count the lights that go past, they're 400 metres apart, which is a quarter of a mile. So you can time that and then do something. And
do something.
And it tells you how fast you're going.
Do you know what I've done?
Not bother. Yeah. It's fine. They're the emergency exits to go through to the service tunnel.
All right.
Oh, I'd never go in the tunnel.
Yeah, but I'd always said, I always said, oh, there was a fire.
Yeah.
And there's been a fire.
Yeah, well,
several.
Lots of fire.
Quite a few, yes.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we've talked about that, but it's usually the freight train.
Yeah.
The lorry train.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's very, yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, to think, I mean, I remember us all at that point, you know, even as a young child, I remember saying, oh no, wouldn't use the tunnel, that's really bad.
It was my birthday, wasn't it?
That was the first one we did, wasn't it?
40.
Yeah.
18 years ago.
18 years ago? 18
years ago.
I mean, 120, wow. So it's you, sort of 2 years older than Mum.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Yeah, but stop that.